Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Wally Bach back on the show. Wally is, I know, I'm excited too. Wally's here. Settle down, children. It's going to be fine. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the author of many books, including Net Income and many others. He is he's actually, since I've known him in 20 years, he's reinvented himself in a couple of times in a beautiful way. He's got many techniques, he's got many skills and capabilities, some of which I can't tell you about, or he'd have to kill all of us. And but more recently, he's become a very useful person to a lot of people who want to write a book. And his website is Writing a Book with Wally, and I don't know anybody else who could do this better than he does. Wally, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You're first in my heart, too.
So one of the things that Wally does once a year, folks, when he joins us, is tell us about the books he's read this year that he likes the most. And you got your list there, haven't you, Wally?
I do. Because I can't use my memory anymore. It's a little fragile, but...
You got your list there, yeah.
My list will work. Let me... Here's my big five for this last year. The first one is Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives. That's by Tim Harford, and it's a great book. If you think of books like The Essentialist and things like that, it's a great book for getting at the times you need to be messy and the times you need to be orderly.
What does he say about messy?
Well, actually, several interesting things. One of the things is that we tend to impose order in places where we don't necessarily need to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I relate to this because the worst boss I ever had was a neat desk freak.
Yeah.
And he used to say...
The guy that I knew that was the most like Hitler was a neat freak like that.
Yeah. Well, this one would say, a messy desk is the sign of a messy mind.
Right.
And one day after he'd said that and left, Charlie, who shared an office with me, said... So what is an empty desk, the sign of?
I love that.
I do, too. And I give Charlie credit still. Gosh, it was good. But Harford's idea that I think is really critical is that there's times when you don't need to be putting order on things. You don't need to be making lists and putting things in order. And, you know, there's times when the mess serves you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my big takeaway.
I'm kind of like that, and that's the story I'm sticking to, because I go from being all clean and nice and you know, you can see the wood on the desktop, to being totally messy as I work.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not a slave to being orderly. I'm a slave to getting things done.
Yeah, I get that because I think that's great because that's how I am. What I tell my writing clients is do what works for you. I've got a writing client right now that, I mean, she really wanted to get this book done. So she set these goals and things, and the work was awful.
Yeah.
And it was awful because she was efforting at it and not, you know,
right.
We say in basketball, let the game come to you.
Well,
she wasn't letting it come to her.
Well, also she was she didn't have her priorities right. She had the organization as a priority instead of her performance as a priority. And you know, I think that's what's really important is you got to make sure that you don't do that.
That's another good point. I hadn't thought of that before this very minute, so I will take credit for it the next time I share.
There you go. Well, you know, the thing is, all right, so. As you know, I just finished a book. My desk looks pretty clean now. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
But
I'm looking at my piles of paper, and I'm thinking, okay, I got two projects finishing up. So sometime in the next week, this is all going to get straightened up.
2 weeks ago, it looked like an atomic bomb went off. Now, here's another problem that I have, and this is a problem for my messy situation. I am a pack rat.
Uh-oh.
And I have this feeling that I don't know if it's from growing up where I didn't have enough. I didn't think I had enough money anyway. Whether I had enough, I didn't think I did. I don't know what it is, but I'm a pack rat and I don't like to throw things away.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's another thing that causes you to be a little messy.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that can, you can fill your house up with stuff.
Well, isn't the true definition of being disorganized whether you can find what you need or not?
That is for me. I mean, the thing about organization is, and you just said it more better than I ever have. The thing about organization is you're not doing things to serve organization.
Yeah.
Doing them for something else.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. Wally Bach and I will be right back. writingabookwithwally.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.